Hi everyone, we are in the book of James, looking at James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him, it is sin. Now, when people read this passage, I think one of the first thoughts that comes up is it wrong to plan? You know, when you read this passage, that's what it kind of sounds like, right? It's like James is rebuking those who say, you know, today or tomorrow, we're going to do this and this. And then, like, it just sounds like someone who's planning ahead for the next year. Is God anti-planning? No, of course not. You know, there's a lot of wisdom, and you can find scriptural support for this, but there's wisdom in planning ahead, right? And being, you know, just thinking ahead, you know, and just for our own lives. If you haven't thought through it yet, you should do stuff like financial planning. That's important, right? You should think about where your money is going and will go, right? You should plan ahead for what you're going to eat this week. Think about your grocery shopping. Plan what your schedule will be like today and tomorrow. Like, it's good to have a plan. I don't think God at all is against that. So what's James' deal here then? Is he like so like anti anyone making plans? Like, no. And for James, it's not like planning ahead that is wrong here. It's not the fact that we think about what to do that's wrong. It's being presumptive about the future, right? He's saying today or tomorrow we will go to this place, spend a year there, make a profit. It's basically saying like, we will make our own way. I am going to do this. We are going to do this. We're going to accomplish much. We're going to do much. We're going to make a ton of money. We're going to have a great time. And we are the ones that are going to do it. According to James, this is boasting. This is arrogance. And what he's saying here, it's arrogant to say that you will be able to accomplish this or that. And really, it's like he means it's arrogant to pretend to know the future. Or maybe it's the arrogance is really this. It's arrogant to control the future, to presume that you have control over what will happen. Now, in our lives, we have control over a lot of things. Well, we have agency, right? We have control over lives, agency to do what to do or what not to do with our lives. But there's arrogance to think much of our lives without God. If we do such things and God's not in the picture, that's arrogance. And that's because it's a presumption that we are the ones that are in control. It is our plans. It is our kingdoms. And James is saying here, he says in verse 14, you're a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. His point in saying that is that your life is not as important or significant, or really your plans for your life are not as important or significant as you think they are. Your life is just like a mist. And if you just compare ourselves to eternity, much less God, we know that's true. So how then do we think about the future? How do we think about our lives then? We should keep on planning, right? We should plan ahead and think ahead. Right? We should prepare for unexpected things, have an emergency fund, have, you know, a lot of ideas for like where we want to go in our careers. That's totally fine. But we don't hold on to any of those things so tightly. Our plans are not our salvation. Our plans are not what will come to pass. They're just plans. And the best way to do it is to recognize, you know what, our lives, our schedules, our plans, they're not ultimately ours. You know, our plans are not as important or significant as we think they are. God's plans, though, God's purposes are eternal significance. And even then, we cannot presume to know that we are following God's plans. So we just don't hold on to it so tightly. We should keep on striving to be faithful. We keep on striving to depend upon Jesus. And we should say, just as he says here, if the Lord wills, we will do this. And now we don't say that as just some rote like thing that we're supposed to say just to like sound holy. No, that if the Lord wills, it's actually conversationally, relationally, dependently trusting that we want to follow God's will, that God's will is the best. It's God's plans that we want to follow. And so as we consider our plans for today, like what we're going to do today, let's pray that we will live as the Lord wills for us. We will spend our time and our efforts doing what pleases God. And as we think about tomorrow, let's not worry about tomorrow, as we heard in the message this on Sunday. But let's like think ahead, think of our schedules, but let's say, like, if the Lord wills, let's believe that, like, as the Lord wills, I'm going to follow him, whatever I do. And even as we think over the next 6 months, which are very confusing for all of us, like, we don't know what's going to happen in this country, in this world, really. Even then, we don't hold on tightly to any of our plans. We just trust in God's will. And even as, again, we think 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the line, our careers, our relationships, all those things, we come before the Lord and say, as your will, like as you will, God. Let's bring our lives before Jesus. Let's surrender to his plans, to his will. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we want to do your will. Forgive us for our arrogance, our presumption with our own lives. Forgive us for such like boasting and arrogance, and we just really pray instead that we'll turn that around and turn this into dependence. I pray that we'll keep on planning, that we'll keep on being faithful, but we won't hold on tightly to like our plans and purposes, even when they're for in your name, Jesus, like for you. Even then, we hold on to them not so tightly because we just want to hold on to you, Jesus. Help us, God. We need your spirit to guide us through this, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.